IT Director Corey Dean submitted a report to the council before the meeting Monday night, which included an update on the progress his department has made in preparing to prevent another hack. After the meeting, Dean said he has confidence in what his department has done over the past year to get ready.
I'm probably about as confident as you could be, you know, because with cyber stuff, it's always not if, but when. Well, we've seen the when, so let's hope we never see the if again. So, but there's a lot of improvements that really make a huge difference.
In a 9-page report given to Alderman, Dean outlined how the city upgraded both software and hardware after the attack. That included new computers and laptops, upgrading the city's email system to a cloud-based system, a new firewall, and implementing multi-factor authentication for all users. Dean also said in the report that part of the training given to city employees involved the IT staff sending out a spoof email showing the dangers involved. After the meeting, Dean said that email opened employees' eyes.
It was huge, you know, and I think at least with the staff that, you know, overlaps, they're always going to know what the worst is that can happen because they've experienced it. So I think that sometimes they're almost a little too cautious, but that's okay. I'd rather err on that side.
Dean also says in the report that the ID department's budget is up by 58% thanks to 2 new employees and additional maintenance costs for newly implemented tech solutions. City lost the use of its email and billing systems after the cyber attack last May 7th. The council approved a short-term loan of up to $2 million to Quincy Transit Lines from the general fund to cover operating expenses. QTL has taken similar loans in the past and paid the money back to the city when it received its state and federal funding. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.